From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. There's a nursing shortage in Florida. The shortfall may reach 65,000 registered nurses by 2035. That's according to the Florida Hospital Association. WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia reports on a group that's coming up with ways to hire more nurses.
Gabrielle Newland prefers working as a licensed practical nurse through a staffing agency. She makes more money through staffhealth.com than many full-timers.
I think an awesome idea would be to not only pay the nurses more, but to lower the cost of the school itself, because a lot of nurses go into debt actually paying for the nursing school.
Belinda Kaiser says short-term nursing can't be a long-term solution. She's a vice chancellor at Kaiser University, which is behind this new nursing advisory council.
They want to be able to have for their own families the best salary possible and for themselves. But that discrepancy is driving some of the challenges with regard to the nursing shortage. If other states, other hospitals are able to recruit that nurse at a higher salary, it has an impact on the nursing team.
Kaiser says more hospitals should help nurses pay their tuition if they work a certain number of years to keep them. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.